Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones says most of the money she's asking for goes toward maintenance repairs. That's expected to cost $36 million.
The fixed capital outlay needs for this year, 140 roofs. I'm looking at stabilizing the infrastructure because we know if we fix the roof, that stops the degradation and the mold and the leaking and everything to save the actual structure. Then we go back in and we can do maintenance crews on that.
In the past, funds for officer salaries have gone toward those type of repairs, leaving positions unfilled. And Jones says another $28 million goes towards helping with the understaffed correctional facilities, though her budget recommendation does not include pay raises.
In my officer surveys, the officer surveys told me that having somebody to back them up to get the staffing right was more important than a raise. That was very clear.
The rest is for improving upon inmate health care and replacing inmate transport vehicles. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.